Sandspants Radio. Good fellas, bad fellas, and ugly fellas.
Did you know we do a Dungeons & Dragons podcast? I know, super out of character for us. Like, what? Get the fuck out of here. But it's true. It's called D&D is for Nerds, and don't worry if you've never rolled a D20. It's almost been 2 years, and I still haven't. So, if you want an entertaining yarn that doesn't take itself too seriously, until it does, search for D&D is for Nerds on iTunes or wherever you find good podcasts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotto.
I'm Adam.
And today's topic is gators. I like that you copied me, even though my noise was not a gator noise.
I don't know what
I was
noise
dead to the world.
You just for those briefs.
Just kind of leaned in. I was like, nope, you're nothing.
I was trying to think from a scene here. From Crocodile Dundee, actually.
That's not a gator. This is a gator. Do you see they're making a Paul Hogan doco on telly?
No. Oh, yes. It's like a... Oh, not a doco. It's like a, TV movie about his life.
Didn't Paul Hogan get in trouble for not paying taxes?
I hope so. In the movie, though, it presents his main conflict is that he loves his co-star, but not his wife. But in the end,
I thought you were going to say Paul Hogan loves his country more than he loves his wife. And I'm like, he is an Australian hero.
That is the best conflict, I think.
He's responsible for that put another shrimp on the barbie thing.
Yeah, he ruined Australia.
He did. We don't even call him shrimp.
We call him prawns.
Yeah.
I have some, like, distant...
And we don't call it a barbie.
We call it a fuzzwazza.
Put another prawn in the fuzzwazza.
Well, immediately, I wish I wasn't here.
Right off the bat. If you were an alligator, Freaky Friday into an alligator's body, or whatever body switching magic you need, how would you spend your time?
Is it presumed
that
it's
only...
Do we
still have the brain of our brain?
Yeah, you still have the brain of your brain.
Yeah,
okay.
You and an alligator have ended an altercation of some variety.
I would join a suicide squad.
You're just an actual alligator.
Yeah, but I have the
brain of a man. Let the lady speak, because I'm into this.
I've got the brain of a man and the body of a gator. I can definitely solve crime, probably.
Solve crime? You mean commit crime, but commit then be captured
and then solved crime. And then I live at the bottom and I eat people.
Okay.
I guess eating people is really where I want to go with this.
There's a lot I want to unpack about that, but I like that you live at the bottom.
Like six the bottom way.
Like, I don't know. I actually don't know of a river of the sea.
In the Suicide Squad, in the
he does live
jail.
In the bottom.
He lives in the bottom of the jail in the sewers.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Well, not even in the sewers, just like in a wet room that they made for him.
Do you think though? Why would you be captured? Because if you attacked and killed a person, they don't know that you're Zoe's brain inside a gator.
You cannot talk.
Oh, that was...
They just put you
not
down.
Not
you're just a gator with your own brain.
Well, I guess I go around on a killing spree.
Oh. Then they put you down, surely.
Nah, they can't find me. I look like other gators.
All gators look the same.
I mean...
Like walking around with a big sign that says murder a gator.
Exactly. You can't tell. How do you tell?
And then it turns out I'm the mass serial killer of the 2000s.
Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh.
And we don't find out 2 years later. It's like a Jack the Ripper-esque thing. Who? And then in 30-35, they were like, it's just a gator.
Imagine if we found out Jack the Ripper had just been a gator.
Fuck, it was just like several mice in a suit.
That'd be so scary if you were one of the prostitutes. Hello, sailor. You're just mice.
Several mice does not fill out a suit. That's the best part.
Several mice is like six mice. That's just like a coat and a hat moving along the ground.
I guess we understand why no one was...
It's the Jack the Ripper.
He's come for me.
I guess we know now how he got the jump on
people. Exactly. Nobody expects six mice... Very gently moving a coat along the ground. I like to imagine every single prostitute accidentally killed herself.
Yeah.
Like turns around, stabs herself in a knife jutting out of a wall. I don't know. That fell apart on me. Can't be done.
I have those.
London, Victorian London was full
crazy,
of wall knives.
Place, yeah.
It was a style thing.
It was a different time. What about you, Adam? Zoe's doing murders.
Two quick questions. Okay. First off, is it assumed that I'm going back, like Freaky Friday, yep. I'm going back in a week?
You have to rub the belly of the Buddha that swapped your brains.
Yeah.
I think you got to, like, resolve the conflict.
I think resolving the conflict.
What fight did you have with the gator to end up Freaky Friday?
And not even like a
what
fight.
What fight did any of us have with a gator? It's happened to all of us.
Now, me
don't
and the
assume
gator...
I'm different.
Me and the gator have issues and he knows what he did.
I didn't include myself, but I will. I think I'd happily...
Presumably the question is also asked to you. You always answer it.
He just asks these questions so he can give his fantastic answers.
I'm just going to wait for you guys to answer so I know what not to answer. That's why I let you go first. Well, what I do is I just chill. And then eventually the gate is going to come to me to resolve it and we sort it out then.
No, it's not.
The gate is the
gator
dumb
one. A person.
I don't think we'd notice if Jackson was a gator brain.
I'd be like this. Hang on. I'll just give you a demonstration.
Perfect.
That's basically how I'd go around.
For a brief moment, I thought it had actually happened.
I was like, oh, he got gator brain.
By golly, they got him. I'd do that in the backyard. Mouth open and like a heron would come in and pick the meat out.
I think you'd freak out, actually. I think a gator and a gator brain in a person body would just freak out a lot, surely.
Yeah, but how quick's a gator brain?
Quick enough to know that it's not in a gator body anymore.
But I think the gator would eventually figure out that it's got opposable thumbs and can do cool shit.
I don't think
it
would.
It's opening doors and cans.
I don't think it would.
Here's a bloody question.
It would learn. Crashing on the ground.
It would learn eventually.
Yeah, because here's...
Because muscle memory is in your muscles, not your brain.
She's got you there, Adam.
Yeah, but if your brain doesn't know how to use that muscle
But memory. Here's the
no,
bloody...
It's muscle memory. That's why it's called muscle memory. It's in the muscles.
Here's the snickety bickety.
Yeah.
So it's actually not a gator's brain. It's a gator's mind.
It's a gator's
your
spirit.
Brain. So does that mean if the gator remained in your body for long enough, it would start having human thoughts?
I would love if a gator like had an existential crisis.
It would. Surely that gator is like, Adam, come on now. A gator's mind.
Oh my
mind...
God, could you imagine when it like first encounters like crocodile skin boots?
It's going to hit someone. That gator
someone.
Man is going to hit.
No, because
I don't like the reverse of this. That's my mind in a gator brain.
Gators eat Slowly people. I go, fair call, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what? They only eat us when we're in their land.
Yeah,
they only eat us when we're available to eat.
They're not eating us on the
rag, Adam. I guess by that logic, chickens should be fucking fine with me.
Yeah, but you're not eating a chicken when a chicken comes into your house. That's how that would go.
You'd that be, is not the same.
You'd be
yeah, the
your...
gators only eat us when we accidentally walk into the gator water.
Given the choice, a gator would eat a person if
well,
it
yeah,
could.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, but if it would...
And I'm the same. Given the choice, I would eat a chicken if I could.
But not just like a Rory.
No, you wouldn't just like catch it
well,
and pluck
no,
it and then
but
roast
like,
it.
Because the situation for the gator's sitting in his gator hole.
Yeah, he's in his little gator home with his little gator wife.
He's not a human, fuck off. He's like, food.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's
out.
Only if the human comes into their gator hole.
Yeah. Along come Philip and Mary. He's like, I'll give him a chomp. You're sitting in your Adam hole or house. And along come two chickens. That's the same situation.
Yeah. No, it's not. Because that's not how I eat. That's how it eats.
Well, then it's chalk and
but
cheese.
If a chicken walks into my house, that's dinner, and we're all excited.
Do you know how to pluck and cut and gut a chicken?
Yeah.
Can you talk me through it?
I think I know how to do it in theory. I've never done it.
You pluck the chicken, first of all.
First you kill
no,
the
first
chicken.
You cut off its head.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You gotta drain it of blood.
Yeah, break its neck, cut off its head, drain its blood.
How do we drain its blood?
By turning
Just
it upside
shake
down.
It around?
Yeah. You
hang it upside down until it drip dries.
Okay.
And then you pluck all the feathers out by pulling them against the grain.
Ooh.
And then depending on how you like it, you can skin the chicken. I prefer to skin. I'm not a huge fan of chicken skin.
No, neither. It's kind of gross.
Only in case I'll eat it because then, like, really how much of a chicken is that?
Exactly. It's more like batter.
Yes. And then you take out the breasts, the thighs, whatever other part of the chicken you enjoy, wings, drumettes. Then you make a roast by seasoning it with lemon and pepper. And a little bit of oregano and a tiny bit of rosemary and thyme.
That's great.
And that's been Sans Pants Cooks.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Like, if I'd not heard your instructions on how to kill and cook a chicken, and we'd had you cutting and killing a chicken in, like, one room and me in the other, you got a roast chicken. I've got blood on the walls as I shake the chicken around to get all the blood out. Then my next move would have just been to yank the feathers out, which I'm sure is not good. Then I would have gut it the only way I know how to gut something, butthole to throat.
Do you know how to gut it?
I've like seen that? Things gutted that way.
Uh-huh.
You cut from the butthole to the throat, then you peel it off like a jacket. And then
not incorrect. That's how you do fish and rabbits
and kangaroos.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then get all the guts out, throw them on the floor or whatever.
Make a stew if you're a wog.
Yeah, and throw it in the oven. That seems like the pretty good
thing.
We plan.
Both ended up with a roast chook.
Yeah.
I seasoned mine.
I hurled mine into the oven.
So Jack's is definitely more tender. Mine is definitely more tasty.
Yeah.
Really, it's up to you what chicken you want to eat, Adam.
Exactly.
Are you offering? What?
Which sounds like the better chicken?
Yeah, which one would you prefer?
Master Chef, our imaginary meal.
Ah, they're both so nice. How could I choose? These two theoretical chickens.
You had two questions about being an alligator.
I honestly forget the other one.
I wonder what it could have
been. What I would do is I'd enjoy swimming a lot. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't fuck with humans because I'd be afraid that they'd come after me.
Yeah, no, that's reasonable. Would you pretend to be a log?
Maybe once.
Would you try and get to see caught what it's and like. Be put in a zoo?
Wait, no. Yeah. If I'm a female, I want to have babies.
You want to lay eggs?
Well, you got to find a lady crocodile to have an altercation.
Baby gators are adorable.
They are cute because they make that little...
Plus, oh. I get to keep them in my mouth or something.
That's cute. You're what? Thinking of penguins.
No, I'm thinking of something.
I
think you're thinking of gators.
Now, what am I thinking? That bird with the big...
Pelican?
Pelican.
Penguins. A baby penguin's huge. That's just like an adult penguin with its mouth on a baby penguin's face. Keeping you warm for the winter, boy. How does an alligator not eat its babies? Or is it like cool if it does?
I guess there's so many that like you wouldn't notice if you lost a couple.
The biology might be a little bit different. Maybe they're better at not swallowing.
Whoa.
They're spitters, not quitters.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to imagine, just being good at not swallowing.
Or maybe. Or no. No.
No, no.
That
Adam.
Is crazy. I was thinking, like, what if?
Okay.
Because I know how you catch a gator. Or at least I got a passing knowledge on, you know, the tricks that someone might try.
This is a bit of a like DIY.
Yeah. How to catch a gator, how to skin a chicken.
This is a survival guide.
I wasn't
gonna
go into it.
Well,
just
tell
like,
me, I wanna know.
Well,
shut up a second. Survival guide.
I can tell you
edition.
How to catch an octopus after this
with
your hands.
I'm going to learn so much.
So this is actually like some stuff probably I learned through Steve Irwin.
Okay.
So, you know, you approach from behind. You need a couple people. You approach from behind. You get up on top of it and you got to, it's all about mouth control. If you could just keep the mouth shut.
Okay.
Because it's like, what is it? 200 and something mouth muscles coming down.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
only like
yeah.
10 muscles to bring it up. So it only takes the force of a rubber band, and a crocodile or a gator can't open its mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. Sorry, I didn't mean to yawn. I was trying to be really excited. That's fucking nuts. There you go.
That's so
that
cool.
That just sounds even less genuine at this point.
Well, yeah, because I had to repeat it.
Anyway.
You know what I meant.
Knowing that, maybe I like try to work out a scenario where I get people to try and jump me, and then I'm like, nah, fuck you.
What if they got you, though?
Too clever. Yeah, that's the fear. Is why
Adam lives his life on the edge.
That'd be so scary. That's not a fear of mine exactly, but the kind of thing that keeps me up at night is the idea of being turned into, like, a pig and just going to the slaughterhouse and not being able to tell them that I am a man.
I think a good gag to be would be to try and get into a city, go into a lake, and then when someone's, like, walking their dog and their dog gets a little too close...
Eat the dog?
What a good gag.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat the dog. I'd come out and scare the shit out of both of them.
I thought you were going to say a good gag would be to convince a farmer that his pig was a man.
Yeah. And I'm like, there's a whole movie of that.
That's called Babe.
Then it's got a sequel, Babe 2, Pig in the City.
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe I go into the lake, I crawl out at night... And in the mud, I carve, I am a man.
Yeah.
Then I
That's
come out.
Scary.
Someone passes by and I just tap near where I've carved.
That's scary. What? I want to learn how to catch an octopus, Zoe. But
let's explore this one instead.
If you found an animal, it doesn't have to necessarily be a gator, but you found an animal that is convincing you it's a human being, what does it take?
It might as well, like, what?
What does it take when the animal's part? You can choose the animal, whatever.
If my cat could communicate with me, I would be the happiest person in the world.
But what would Stringer have to do for you to be like, my cat is a person trapped in a cat's body?
If it could write something.
If it could type, because I don't, I reckon it could hold a pen.
That's true.
I reckon Stringer Bell could hold a pen, but I definitely reckon he could sit near my laptop and
So the second it writes out a message, I'm like,
what
well,
would the
I
message
believe.
Be? What's the message that you're going to be like?
I am a man.
I am a man trapped in a cat's body. Please help me. My family is here.
I am Tom Hanks. I have been cursed. And then a witch hated my movies.
And then I don't do anything because how good would it be to have a Tom Hanks cat? And then I find Tom Hanks, yes. who's the brain of my cat, and then I get a pet Tom Hanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Tom Hanks is going to try to escape. You got to be more wily than Tom Hanks to
and
keep
I
him locked
up. And
I'm going to
be fantastic friends.
You've trapped him.
He doesn't want to be a cat.
Maybe he wants to be a cat. My cat is treated like a fucking prince, man.
But shorter life expectancy than Tom Hanks. Or is it?
Is it at this point? Like 20 years for
Tom Hanks has probably got 20 good years yeah. left in him. I'll call it now on the episode. Sorry, Tom Hanks.
Sorry to cut your life short if you're expecting more.
He's not coming on the podcast now.
He's waiting outside.
He's listening.
He's since we did the Tom Hanks episode, he's been a huge fan.
So many years ago. He so always sends me personal letters. Somebody on Twitter once was like, Tom Hanks is my uncle. And I'm like, I think that they were rusing me.
Oh, that's a...
I think I got played for a
did
fool.
Did you get them to send you Tom Hanks love?
I was like, I hope he is. And they were like, I'm going to send him the episodes. I was like, I hope he's really your uncle, but I never got confirmation. So oh, it's always been a bit of another Twitter mystery. I tweeted about this. So the woman who voices American Siri followed me on Twitter. She doesn't follow anyone else in Sans Pants. Then she unfollowed me.
Probably because you drew attention to her.
I drew attention after she unfollowed her. What happened?
Maybe she followed you on accident.
But like...
Maybe she was typing in Jackson Raley.
Jackson thinks that he's... in a regular world of Twitter and Facebook, but actually the social media that Jackson's logged onto is a social media from another world, from the Twilight Zone.
Jackson Bailey, an ordinary man, followed by...
Presented for your approval.
No, I don't know. It's like an enduring mystery. I want to know who she thought she was following.
Follow her back and ask her.
I will.
I like to imagine... Listened to like a couple episodes, enjoyed them, but they were like not raunchy episodes. Follows you. Listened to a bunch more episodes. Better not.
God, I hope some of the tags for episodes is raunchy. Careful, fellas. It's a raunchy one. All right, Gator history. Let's go.
Gator, gator, gator.
Gator, gator, gator. So I want to talk about the proud sport of gator wrestling.
I'm gonna go wrestle a gator now, boy.
Oh, yeah. Something that happened in the 1880s. You'd wrestle a gator. It was a mark of great respect if you could win. And so I guess the question I have for the table, could you, as you are now...
We're getting a second question.
You always get a question.
A second question.
In history?
History is always a second question, Adam. That's the greatest lie the devil ever told.
Greatest lie the devil ever told is... Shit, I forget that movie.
That it didn't exist, and also that ice cream is good.
That's his second one.
Yeah, ice cream is okay.
Yeah, ice cream is not amazing. Same with
I
cake.
I think you'll find the prophet Macklemore once said, the greatest lie ever, greatest lie the devil ever told is that women need makeup to look good.
Is that Macklemore?
I think so. Or am I wrong?
It's a rapper of some variety.
Is it, but don't look at me like I know Macklemore. I do know Macklemore.
You're like the resident Macklemore.
Macklemore is like the only rap I've ever listened to.
Macklemore thinks that UFOs exist.
That's
and that
awesome.
9/11 was an inside job.
Macklemore seems like the type to slowly go insane.
Macklemore's slowly going insane. He's going to be your crazy uncle at the fucking Christmas party. Just telling
my crazy
you.
Uncle?
God, I hope so.
It's happening. And his music is going like, whoa! He did that one about how good scooters are. Then he did that one with Dracula, like, orchestrates a dance competition.
Yes. I have not seen that.
That's the one with Idris Elba, isn't it?
I don't...
I challenge you to a dance.
Is that Idris Elba? Yeah, it always is Dracula in my head.
What's Idris that one called?
I challenge you to a dance-off. It's a hands-off.
Yeah, it's something.
Anyway, Dracula... It's
I don't know, I didn't mind the scooter one.
Neither. Downtown's great, but, like, it's just about a scooter.
Yeah, it's not, but his first... song was about thrift shops, so...
Yeah, but at least that's like, hey, don't worry about being poor, socioeconomic issues. Downtown is just... One day, me and Ryan Lewis bought scooters, and I thought that was pretty neat. And here's a song about it.
I would do
PSI Macklemore.
I love Macklemore. I watched a quiz with him once where he was doing, like, trivia, and they asked him what...
Are you imagining Zoe sitting next to Macklemore watching a quiz? And he's just like, here's a bit of trivia for you. And you're like, thank you.
I didn't want to keep interrupting, so I'm glad you said it.
No, it was It was, we weren't doing it. I was watching it. It was on the TV. I'm not friends with Malcolm Moore yet.
We know it was a gag.
It was a gag. It was a bit. And someone, the question was asked and he needed to, the answer was speculum.
Okay.
So like.
Speculum? Like
speculum,
the,
yeah.
Part of the body. What is it?
No, it's where you used to open a butthole or a vagina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Ryan Lewis and Malcolm Moore knew what it was but didn't know what it was called, so they just wrote vagina opener on their card. And I was like, that's the kind of man I want to be friends with.
That's good. That is good.
Yeah.
Nah, he's all right. I ain't got no beef with Macklemore. Anyway, could you wrestle a gator?
Well, Adam just said that we could just like a lack of band.
You need a couple people. I don't think
one. Just you, one on one.
You have to
like,
just catch it by surprise.
A lack of band. You said a lack of band would hold it shut.
Yeah, but it's like
could you
just drop it on its forehead? Right. Lack of band freaks it out. Zoe wins. Zoe gets some prize money.
Problem with that is,
yeah.
You get his mouth shut, but the gate is still very strong and big.
I don't really know how.
Can I have a gun?
Yes, I'll allow it. You're allowed one weapon in the gator room.
I would like one bazooka, please.
Good luck, you're going to all blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, got him.
I win.
I choose a medieval mace. No, a balmy knocker. That's the one that's like a ball of spikes on a chain,
yeah,
correct?
That is.
Balmy knocker? No, that's a... Oh, actually...
Nope.
No, I think
Jack's right.
It's a balmy knocker.
We've done this before.
We know our balmy knocker.
Right. And mace is without a chain. It's just a stick with spikes and a ball on it.
Stick with a ball spike.
Yeah.
Stick with a chain with a ball spike.
Morningstar is with a chain.
Oh, shit.
They could have two names. It's fine.
No. Here's what I think, believe, feel the difference is.
The length of the chain.
I do think that's it, though. I think a Morningstar is a smaller... handle,
yeah.
Whereas a balmy knocker is a long handle, little bit of chain.
Yeah.
Anyway, because how good would it be to see that spiky ball crunch an alligator's head?
I'm into it.
And you're like, the gator's eyes do that.
You'd have a lot of trouble fighting that gator.
What?
Trying to aim it accurately? No.
I'm up high. The gator's down low.
How are you? What's the arena?
Jackson's
then?
Got the height advantage of being up high.
The arena is
a gator.
Because
gators do that. We're on land, right?
Yeah.
And the problem is gators...
Garbage on the land.
Garbage on land. They have that little walk they just got their they got their nails did.
Gators move
fast. Just gonna keep my claws.
Just like, can't get any dirt in my nails.
Gator moves faster.
No, Adam, I'm pretty sure I know how gators work. Okay, no. So Jackson's got the advantage of height and speed.
I'm so much...
And the bummy knocker.
What has a gator got? A low to the ground to head.
Yeah, what an idiot. Jackson could just step on him like a small bug.
All right, good, good. I'm just not... I'm not going to catch you on this. I think I'd like to move along. That's all right with everyone.
I would like to fill mine up with...
Fill your gator up?
Yeah.
God, yes.
With TNT.
No, with like waterproof piping.
Fill your gator up with waterproof piping?
Like, no, you know, it's a sealant. Like a waterproof sealant.
Waterproof sealant? Fill it up with waterproof sealant.
Just shove it in its nose. What's that shit called?
Cork?
Cork, yeah. Fill it up with cork.
You want to cork the gator?
Cork the gator
silicone
in the nose.
Silicone sealant, whatever,
Into the nose, into the mouth. Gator is now shut. Gator eventually is 6 heads and dies. Zoe wins.
Gator is shut. Somebody closed that gator.
Cork up its butthole for good measure just in case.
Nothing's getting out. It's shut. We shut the gator. The thing about the cork or hot glue or whatever is that if you got on top of it and just down its throat, you might be all right.
The weapon I would like is a hand grenade and a chicken. Thanks. Like a dead
raw chicken. Do you put
chicken.
The hand grenade in the chicken?
Yep.
And then throw the chicken for the gator? Yeah, that's clever. You can only take one, though. The hand grenade or the chicken.
I'll take the chicken.
Why?
Put the hand grenade in the chicken.
No, you
can only
have one.
The
I only got a bummy knocker. You only got a cork gun.
Yeah.
Nail
get one of those fighting chickens.
Hey, that's an idea. They're
all
quick.
All they're gonna do is last
and then
a little bit longer.
Blades on their talons.
Yeah, they go. Ch-ch-ch-ch.
It's not gonna hurt a gator.
Maybe it'll blind it in the flurry.
Maybe. I'm not gonna live it on maybe.
Can I take another angrier gator?
Yeah, I'll give
and then
another.
That one turns on you.
What if they turn on each other and I escape the pit?
It's like the end of Jurassic World.
Yeah.
It was your question. It was your question.
I would like my weapon to be a crocodile, please.
Who wins?
How can you ask the question and then make up a bullshit excuse to not have to do the question?
That's why I asked the question. It's wheels within wheels, Adam. Ooh. I think a crocodile is saltwater or freshwater.
Gator or crocodile, they're different.
She's bringing a crocodile.
Oh. Yeah, I said if I had to fight my gator with another animal, it would be a crocodile.
Yeah. Saltwater?
Elephant.
That's saltwater. The angry one.
Yeah.
Elephant. Good. Squash that gator. Yeah.
Blue whale.
Elephant won't fight me as well.
Yeah, well, elephants are angry. They're an angry pachyderm.
Like,
do you know elephants understand fences and to not knock them over?
That's amazing.
There's like,
do they just not like fences though?
No, it's not like they're just like, ooh, stay away. Like if they have to cross a fence instead of just like walking through it, they'll just step over it really politely.
That's
if
so
I'm
good.
Tall enough to step over a fence. Well,
no, it's an animal. It has no concept of fencing.
It has no concept of
but except
tall.
This elephant
it has
does
a concept
have a
of
concept
not
of...
stepping on a thing.
Yeah, I guess. I like to imagine in like a nature book though, like in a textbook, there's a picture of an elephant and like a little bubble around it that says elephants no fences.
Yeah.
Elephants understand fences.
Yeah.
Which is the quote. Yes.
What is the elephant understanding of fences? That it knows not to step on it, but not to stop when it encounters a fence.
Because he had to get somewhere. Fuck Adam.
Just ask. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you fucking infuriated? Are you having a...
Shut up! I think sometimes there is such a thing as a dumb question. Don't throw shit. Don't be a child.
Adam, also, the reason an elephant does not go through, understands a fence, but doesn't stop at a fence is because an elephant considers itself superior to a man.
They actually think they're the dominant species.
Well, an elephant is like, here's a fence. I understand that the man doesn't want me passing through the fence, of course.
He's worked very hard on it, and I need to honor that.
Yeah, but I have places I need to be. I'm a busy elephant, busy pachyderm. I got the whole meeting. I got to get 2 steps over it.
Yeah.
And we understand that. We accept that as the elephants... pass their way through the savannah.
Got any elephant facts?
Do I ever? Elephants have best friends and cry at their friends' funerals.
I knew that.
Aww.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
I like that.
And we eat them.
Maybe you do, Jack.
People probably eat elephants, surely.
Back in the day, probably before
eat
they were.
What?
Elephants. That's a cool way of saying elephants.
It's a cool way, Adam. Fuck. He's not part of the fans crew.
You know? Man, me and the LaFance down at the Savannah, we fought an Iger.
Reaching my level of tolerance here.
Oh, God, I don't even want to tell him about my loin problem.
I feel like we hit a point sometimes where I'm like, am I going to get hit? Am I going to get just like a whop at some point? No, but you get a gator fact. Elephant facts aside.
Monkey.
What? The fuck is going on? The fuck are you two laughing about?
No, it's nothing. It's fine.
I think it's fine, Adam. I got gator facts. I got gator facts coming out the wazoo.
All right, here we go.
Get ready for some
maybe
gator
this will
facts.
Soothe your angry soul.
Touch me.
So much came out of my nose when I laughed then.
I could hear it. It was dense.
God. So I scrolled to the bottom. Now I've got to scroll back up.
Okay. We've got to take the journey.
Gators.
Uh-huh. Get out.
Fact. Gators are greedy little fuckers.
Yeah.
Okay. First fact. And often eat too much food because they're like humans and they're like, I'm going to eat all of that, even
That's
though they shouldn't
the
eat
best.
All of that. So what happens is that they eat a bunch of stuff that they probably shouldn't, like bones.
What are you doing, gators?
Bones, chip packets.
Bones and shit. So their stomach is actually like super low on the pH scale. So it's like 2, which means it's really acidic.
Oh,
whereas
wow.
like, I think 7.
Not that acidic at all.
Yeah. I don't know. I might be wrong, Adam. You can correct
me. No, it's fine. Keep going. I just don't.
Anyway,
just...
when gators get real greedy... to their body to protect them from killing themselves, blocks off their airway, like the like the part of their throat that goes to the airway, so it's just an esophagus, so the food doesn't go into their lungs.
That's amazing. So they'll eat so much that their stomach is literally like closed for business, full. We're done.
Yeah.
Don't if you eat any more, you're eating into your lungs.
Yes.
Imagine if the human body did that.
I would be a lot thinner than what I am.
Yeah, that
or
would be
you'd
nice.
Be dead.
Or dead, because,
true.
So and maybe I'm just a really not very clever person, but you know you have a drink of water, but you drink it funny and it goes down the wrong hole. Is that going into my lungs?
No, it's getting stuck in your...
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I always wondered, like, sometimes water that happens with food and I'm like, is there just like...
It's not a bad thing.
But it feels like it feels really like should.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit stuck. Of water in your lungs isn't going
to... Your body's designed to not let that happen. Yeah. And that feeling is like your body being like, up, no. Wrong hole, take it back up, take it back up.
What if it does get in my lungs? You say I'm fine?
I reckon a little bit of water in your lungs wouldn't kill you.
That's fine. A little bit of drowning.
I'm no scientist, though, so...
I'll take your word for it.
I ain't no body doctor.
People do survive drowning.
Yeah, that's a good point. True. That's a good point.
Cough it back up. Gators are cannibals.
Man!
Well, that's not surprising.
Yeah. So when... No, they're not even cannibals, right? They just eat the babies.
That's not even good.
So they
cannibals.
Do eat their babies.
They do eat their babies, but not their babies. They eat their neighbor's babies. They won't eat their offspring.
Is that like a, do you reckon, like a... I don't want them being in my baby's land. I'll eat the babies.
Maybe they're just hungry.
You got me there. So maybe. Probably. Imagine if we ate our babies in times of need. We do. That's sad.
Back in the day, when dinosaurs were a thing, there was a dinosaur alligator situation called a... D.I. no such us.
It was a dinosaur alligator. It was in the papers or something.
It was a
war between the dinosaurs and the alligators.
I'm just still imagining this is like a Zoe Bellotta textbook, and it's just sort of like the dinosaur alligator situation. Situations of the Neolithic era.
Chapter 3.
It was like an old dinosaur, which is the evolutionary grandpapa of gators.
Okay.
That's what I meant by alligator dinosaur situation.
I just thought you meant it was a combo. I
didn't like... That was the best way I could describe it. And it's called the Deinosuchus.
Okay.
And it is 40-foot alligator troid.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're called.
Alligator troid.
Which is, I guess, what those that breed of dinosaurs, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Of dinosaurs.
Alligator troid.
Alligator
cool.
troid. And yeah, they were just like crocodiles, but just giants.
How big? Do we know?
It just said 40 foot long.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
How big's a human being? Like roughly 5 feet?
5'2".
Okay, so let's say.
Crocodiles can still get that big though.
Yeah, crocodiles can. Alligators.
Crocodiles can't get 40 feet big.
They can't. No, I saw it.
40 feet.
Let's add Adam.
I'm 5 foot.
Yeah. That's such a big
guy. 40 foot.
Yeah. I saw it at the, I think longer than that. I remember distinctly.
Longer 40 feet.
At Melbourne Aquarium.
Adam, that's eight versions of me standing on top. I don't believe you.
I saw it at Melbourne Aquarium.
Yeah, but Melbourne Aquarium once had a giant squid, which was made out of plastic.
Adam, were you not maybe rused by the Melbourne Aquarium?
I wasn't rused by the Melbourne. Look it up then.
No.
Crocodiles can get very big.
That's gargantuan, though. The size of this room is like maybe like 4 Zoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, that's
so you
foolish.
Need 10 more of that.
That's stupid what? Big.
I fucked up math.
No, you had it right. If he's correct in saying 4 Zoes, yeah. 40 feet would, oh, wait, no. No.
Nearly got me.
20 feet. 4 of me is 20 feet.
Yeah, so it'd be double,
so double this room. No, nothing in the world is that big, bar the blue whale.
Yeah, I do.
A lot of sea creatures are that.
Bar the blue whale.
The blue whale can fit like 8 elephants in its mouth if it tries hard enough or whatever the quote is.
Gators like to climb fences just like the elephant.
Hey, there's a lot of animals who understand fences.
But they like to climb wire fences, from what I can understand. They like to climb trees in their natural habitat. I know they got
Can an alligator climb a brick fence?
I said a wire fence.
Yeah, no, you're saying they like to climb wire fences, but like...
Probably. I don't know, Adam. I'm no scientist. I'm no gator scientist.
I'm no mouth doctor, Adam.
I mean, you got me there. You got me good. You're neither of those types of scientist or doctor. I'm got. You got me.
So they like to climb trees in the natural habitat, but down in the bayou where the people have come, the gators now climb the wire fencing, which is made to keep them out.
Oh, no, but then how are you going to keep them there?
Try harder, Jack, if you want to sound enthusiastic.
And that's probably all the facts that I have. And done.
What was that website? It looks like it's got like, it looks like a cracked-esque website.
Yeah, pretty much. I googled gator facts and picked the second one.
That's the way it goes. You pick the one that doesn't look like a virus.
Yeah, or that it says for kids.
I'm always infinitely jealous that you've got facts, because I'll be like, gator history. And the first thing that comes up will be like, gator facts. And I'm like, that'll be the one Zoe chooses. It's the true. First one that comes
I
up.
Really I really wanted have... movies, but everyone's unhappy.
You can have movies now. Take movies. Nah. Adam doesn't want movies.
I liked facts now. I'm comfortable with my...
Facts is your home.
Yeah, it's my home. I got used to it. It's like an arranged marriage. I guess now I love him.
Yeah, like, look, whatever. Time has not healed the wounds.
No, I guess I've just grown affectionate to facts, and I can't imagine my life without him now.
If my husband was rich, I had to do an arranged marriage.
Oh, God. If I had a rich man that was like, want to just be married? I was like, yes. Oh, God,
because, like,
yes.
Most of the time I imagine he's off doing business in his jet, yeah. And I'm just at the mansion with our tigers and maids.
Yeah, I imagine he has several mistresses, and I'm okay with that, because that means he ain't bothering me.
I'm fucking the pool boy. It's fine.
I love it.
You got any films about gators?
I got the one.
Okay, the one film
the
about gators.
The 1976 movie with Burt Reynolds,
uh-huh.
Gator.
Oh, a classic. Can you give us the synopsis?
It's about a, it's the second in the, was it Silver Something series? Silver
well,
Lining?
A sequel.
No.
Silver Lining
sequel.
Playbook.
Yeah, it's a sequel. Starring Burt Reynolds as Gator McCluskey.
Oh boy. Wait, so it's about him, not an actual gator?
No.
Oh, well.
His name is Gator.
Okay. All right, I'm still waiting to be sold.
So he's just been released from prison following the events of the first movie.
Okay.
White Lightning. That's it. That's the series name. White Lightning.
The White Lightning trilogy?
The White Lightning series.
Okay.
I think there's more than three. And federal agents know that he's still... I guess he got arrested in the first movie for moonshine.
Goodness.
Moonshining.
Yeah, yeah.
Gator's classic moonshine.
Gator classic moonshine. There it is.
That's a good name for it, though.
Yeah.
Because federal agents know that he's still in the moonshine game. And so use that, bribe him with that to be like, we need you to help us find a corrupt politician.
Oh, you never really leave the moonshine game,
no,
do you?
No.
You
once can't... you're in for life.
That's it. It's like a tattoo you don't know how to remove. Not really.
I guess worst comes to worst, you cut it off your skin.
Yep.
Hot tip, the first movie Burt Reynolds ever directed.
Oh my.
That
the
doesn't
last?
Surprise me, though.
Is he alive?
Yeah. He's
B-runs?
Doing...
Yeah, things. I think he is.
What's he up to?
He was in Saints Row 2 recently.
Did you just wink at me, Zoe?
I didn't really. Know that was my thinking face. But I was like, Burt Reynolds, wink. No, I just started thinking real hard and one eye closed.
Just like, Chris is like, is that coming on to me? It's a weird place for this to happen.
Jackson, it's time.
Zoe, you're in the middle of an
Wait,
episode.
Isn't Burt Reynolds in like Bad Santa 2?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah,
I think
you're right.
How good is that movie's happening? How very good.
The world is a strange place. But last year for Christmas, we got that... No, what was that one with Seth Rogen?
The
Night Before.
That's a great film.
Is that good? I want to watch that for Christmas this year as well.
Jesus is a drug dealer. It's a time.
I like that Christmas movies have just gotten worse and worse.
It's so good.
Like, no, for adults. And we're like, that is right.
That's what we need. It's good.
Burt Reynolds, for your information, is alive and 80.
Whoa. He's bloody keeping on.
Yeah. So
that's Gator.
That's Gator.
Gator.
That's Gator.
Lacked a lot of gators in
Yeah,
my
I did
opinion.
Not I did not notice many gators aside from the one gator who technically
it's
wasn't a
man.
Gator.
I think a lot of it takes place on the bayou.
Oh, okay. Then
there's probably
okay. There's
gators involved.
In the bayou.
If Gator fights a gator, that's pretty good.
That's a good movie. Gator v. Gator.
Do we know how to make moonshine? Can we finish this episode with another
Not
shut
like,
up a
I don't think we
DIY.
Can legally tell them on air.
I think we can tell them how to make moonshine.
Fermented it... like grapes or some shit.
So
it?
Get a bathtub, step one.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I know how like... to make it. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
You go, because I don't. I was making stuttering noises until someone stopped me.
You get like a Ziploc bag, put some like maybe half fill it with water, chuck, I don't know how much grapes, but you need grapes
20.
Or fruit. You chuck that in there. Mm-hmm. Make sure there's no air in it or there's like room. You seal
okay.
it up because it's going to like shit is going to bubble up.
Yeah,
so
okay.
you need extra room in there for it to ferment basically. Chuck it under your bed. Takes like a, it's got to be in like a kind of warm place. Wait for I think like a month.
And then you got moonshine?
I think so.
Adam just made prison wine.
Or prison wine. Yeah, prison wine is moonshine. Is moonshine not just like alcohol that you make in your backyard?
No, moonshine is like a ridiculously high concentration of alcohol.
Yeah,
well, then I do not know how to make moonshine.
But you just got a pretty good education on making toilet wine in your bedroom. And that's pretty good. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
And I've been Adam.
And that's Gators, ladies and gentlemen. That's Gators. Adam, please click your teeth. Thank
Yay!
You.
Yay!
You did it.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.